Nice to see all of you today.
真是很高兴今天又见到大家。
We will continue in the book of Matthew.
我们今天接着要把马太福音讲下去。
Matthew is the first gospel in the New Testament.
马太福音是在新约中的第一本书。
And has a very unique message.
真是里面有一个很特殊的信息。
The message is, the kingdom of heavens is near. Repent.
他的信息就是天国近了，你们要悔改。
In this book, Jesus himself tried to reveal to us what does it mean, the kingdom of heavens.
在这本书里面, 耶稣基督他自己向我们显现怎样什么是天国。
Altogether 28 chapters.
一共28个章。
And Matthew is the only one, he focused on one theme and one theme only.
马太福音是这本书是只是专门注重在这一个主题，就一个主题而已。
Because this only this gospel tells us what's the real meaning of the kingdom of heavens.
因为只有这本书，这本福音书告诉我们天国的真正的含义是什么。
So he really take notes and write it down, all five messages concerning the kingdom of heavens.
所以马太在那里好好的记载下来，就是一共有五个章节是有关天国的福音。
No, five messages.
五篇信息。
Right.
是五篇。
And last few weeks, we have shared in the first message part of it.
我们上一周是讲了，这是第一个信息，大概一部分的第一篇的信息。Not
only last week, but quite a few weeks.
过去几周。
Yes. And today I will go into the second message.
我们今天要开始讲第二篇信息。
It is after the Sermon of the Mount.
就是这个山上宝训之后。
Jesus came down.
耶稣从山上下来,
That's recorded in chapter 8, 9, 10. Those three chapters.
有这样的记载在第八章、第九章、第十章，耶稣所做的。
We will not go into the detail what Jesus did in each steps.
我们今天不会具体的讲每一步耶稣基督所做的每一步到底是。
My main focus is we will, after Jesus reveal the reality or the introduction of the nature of the kingdom.
我这里要注重的就是当主耶稣基督向我们展示给我们这个天国的这个本质是什么。
And then now he tried to bring his disciples, follow him, he will demonstrate how he make this kingdom expand.
所以这里所讲的就是耶稣基督带领他的门徒，然后给他们门徒看怎样他的天国是怎样在地上扩展的。
He as a king of the kingdom.
他是王，天国的王。
How he preach this gospel.
他怎样传扬这个福音。
How he teach the truth.
他怎样 讲这个真理,
how he contact different type of people.
他怎样和这些不同的人接触,
and people observe him.
People, 人在那里观察他,
will discover his teaching is totally different from all other rabbis.
是啊，人们观察他，发现他所教导的和所有其他的拉比的教导是完全不一样。
He did not touch quote theology.
他没有在那里教导这个经节的这个理论,
but he will really demonstrate a vivid teaching with power.
他在那里所彰显给别人看的就是生动的一个现实的一个教导。
Let's turn our Bible to Matthew chapter 9.
我们现在打开圣经到马太福音第九章。
Yes. We will read a portion in from chapter 9 from 35
我们读第九章三十五节
through 38，
三十八节到三十八节，三十五节到三十八节。
Jesus was going through all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every kind of disease, every kind of sickness.
耶稣走遍各乡各城，在会堂里教训人，宣讲天国的福音，又医治各样的病症。
Seeing the people, he felt compassion for them because they were distressed and dispirited like sheep without a shepherd.
他看见许多的人，就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。
Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few."
于是对门徒说，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少。
Therefore, beseech the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into his harvest.
所以你们当求庄稼的主，打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
Let's turn to Acts.
我们打开《使徒行传》
chapter, Acts chapter 8.
第八章。
Chapter 8. Verse 1 and 2.
第一第二节，第八章第一第二节。
Saul was in hearty agreement with putting him to death. And on that means he put to death the first martyr, Stephen. So Saul was observing that Stephen was stoned to death. So Saul was in hearty agreement with putting him to death. And on the day, a great persecution began against the church in Jerusalem. And they were all scattered throughout the region of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles.
我们第八章第七章的最后一句也看一下，扫罗也喜悦他被害，从这日起，耶路撒冷的教会大遭逼迫，除了使徒以外，门徒都分散在犹太和撒玛利亚各处。
Jump to chapter 13.
我们现在打开这个使徒行传十三章。
Verse 1 through 3.
第一节到第三节。
Now there were at Antioch, in the church that was there, prophets and teachers, Barnabas and Simeon, who was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manian, who has been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul.
在安提亚的教会中有几位先知和教师，就是巴拿巴和称呼尼杰的西面，古利奈人入囚与疯疯之王希律同养的马念，并扫罗。
And while they were ministering to the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work of which to which I have called them."
他们侍奉主禁食的时候，圣灵说，要为我分派巴拿巴和扫罗去做我召他们所做的工。
Okay. Now we come back to this chapter 9 of Matthew.
我们现在回到马太福音第九章。
We have just read in chapter 9, verse 35.
我们刚才在第九章三十五节这样读到，
Since Jesus came down from the mount,
从耶稣从山上下来以后，
if you've been in the so-called Holy Land，
大家去过圣地的话
，in the north there is a lake or they call Sea of Galilee。
在以色列的北面有一个湖，大的湖叫做加利利海。
It was beautiful like our Lake Washington。
就很美丽，就像我们华盛顿湖那样很美的一个湖。
Even bigger。
比我们这个华盛顿湖还要大。
If you go there, you can enjoy Peter's fish。
Yeah， 如果你到那里去的话，你可以去尝一尝那边有一种鱼叫做彼得鱼。
It's a standard tourist package。
如果你去跟旅行团的话，他一定会让你尝一尝这个彼得鱼。
In the north end of this Galilee, Lake Galilee，
在这个加利利海的北面。
There was a slope, on the hill。
那个有一个斜坡，是上山的斜坡。
Today, if you go there, you will see a church building was built there called the Church of Beatitude.
Yeah, 这个那个，如果你今天去的话，你看见有一个教会教堂建在那，那个叫
巴夫堂。
巴夫堂啊啊。
Yeah. And according to the tradition, that's where Jesus preached his Sermon on the Mount to the disciples.
这个就是按照传统的话，就是耶稣基督在向门徒做登山宝训的那个地方，叫做巴夫堂。
Yeah, because the slope of the shape of this hill, the artistically was really good. You 2,000 years ago, there's no microphone.
Yeah. 如果是这个斜坡的话，你会发现你在斜坡上讲话的话，这个听觉上呢是比较不错的。以前呢，2000年前是没有麦克风的，所以那个时候讲话呢要从上面讲下来，听得清楚。
You need a particular shape. When you stand in the middle, you speak just like there is a microphone. Everybody can hear you.Thousands of people.
你要有一个特殊的形状，这个地形。如果你站在这个地形的中间一点的话，那个弧形地形的话，那下面的几千个人都能听见你说话。
Right, that's where Jesus preached to them.
就是在耶稣基督向他们这个讲道的地方。
Now that's recorded in chapter 5, 6, 7 in Matthew.
在马太福音五六七章就记载了这些耶稣基督讲道的事情。
Now we come to chapter 9.
我们现在到了第九章。
And Bible told us that Jesus walked through all the cities and villages.
我们第九章是这样记载，耶稣走遍各乡各城。
So that's a lot of walking.
所以耶稣走来走去也走了很多的路。
So this gives us a very clear picture that our Lord was very diligent servant of God.
给我们一个很清楚的图画，我们的主耶稣基督是一个很勤劳的很用功的一个作家的工。
He traveled no matter it's cities or villages.
他在这里各处行走，不论是城市或者乡村，他都到了。
Yeah, each place when he see crowd, he will preach to them.
每一个地方，当耶稣基督看见那有众人的话，他就向他们传道。
And I think that's a good example for all of us.
我想这对我们来说是一个很好的例子。
That how the king works, and that should be the pattern how we should work for the Lord.
我们在这里看到这个王是怎样做工的，也成为我们怎样像这个王一样的做工，是要。做同样的样子。
You see, there are three verbs used here.
有三个动词在这里用。
Yeah, he teaching in their synagogues.
他在那里在他的会堂中教训人。
And then proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom.
宣讲天国的福音。
And thirdly, healing every kind of disease and every kind of sickness.
第三就是他医治各样的疾症。
So he will.Sometime teach, sometime preaching, sometime healing.
所以他在那里做三件事，有时候教训，有时候讲福音，有时候又是医治各种的病症。
So that people really come and listen to Jesus will be ministered by Jesus.
所以那些认真来听耶稣讲道的人，就是耶稣就把这个道讲给他们。
And you will see the next verse.
你看下面一个。
Verse
36. 第三十六节。
Seeing the people, he felt compassion for them.
他看见许多的人就怜悯他们。
You will see, when Jesus worked in wherever the Lord lead him,
当耶稣基督在那里做工的时候，神带领他到哪里？
He will first use his two feet. At that time, no car. No, the best thing he can do is ride on a donkey.
是，那个时候是没有车的，他要用腿走，最多也找个驴来骑一下。
Right, that's how he move around.
所以他就是这样走来走去。
And then he will in touch with people.
然后他在那里和别人接触。
You will see in this little phrase, he said, he will see them and felt compassion for them.
所以在这个很短的一个句子里面，这个章节里面说，他走遍看见他们，他也有怜悯与他们。
I think many of us, we like vacation, right?
我们很多人喜欢这个度假。
We always travel to different scenic place.
我们就是旅行到各种有风景的地方。
You will enjoy the nature.
大家很喜欢那些自然的风景。
When you go to a crowded place like Paris or London, you will see a lot of people.
当你去一些人多的地方，比如说是巴黎或者伦敦，你看见很多的人。
Right. What do you feel when you see crowds?
你看见那些很多人，你会什么感觉呢？
Peter Hua told me.
我们在 Peter 弟兄对他说。
When he was in Rome.
他在罗马的时候。
The first feeling he has, watch out his pockets.
第一个感觉就是怎样把他的皮夹子给看好了。
Otherwise you get pickpocketed.
很多的小偷。
扒手。
扒手，扒手。
So you become be very careful.
你在那个人多的地方要小心。
Because you are a tourist.
因为你是个旅行的。
Right. You don't want to get into trouble.
你也不想惹麻烦。
But when Jesus traveled,
当耶稣在那里旅行的时候，
I don't think he has too much money in pocket.
我想耶稣基督口袋里也没什么钱。
He has something to give.
他有一些东西要给别人。
The precious thing is he wants to give himself to people.
最宝贵的就是他要把自己给人。
So when he saw people, it's different from the way we see people.
所以他看人和我们看人的这个情况是不一样的。
We will maybe look around and see who is pretty, who is handsome, or something like that, who is funny.
我们在那里看，左看右看，看看谁长得比较好看一点，然后是可笑一点，都看的是这些东西。
Yeah. But when Jesus see people,
但耶稣看人的时候，
he said he felt compassion for them.
他同情他们。
How come?
他怎么会同情他们呢？
He felt these people in front of him like sheep. Like sheep.
他看这些人就像羊走迷，羊。
He felt compassion for because they were distressed and dispirited like sheep without a shepherd.
因为他说他怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。
I think that's a very different perspective concerning how you view people.
这我想这个是一个很。大不同的一个光景，就是你怎样看人。
He saw people's heart.
他看见人是看见人的心。
He felt their true condition.
他觉得他们真正的光景是怎样。
So in other words, when Jesus see people, he didn't use his eyes only.
所以耶稣看人的时候，他不是只是用他的眼睛看。
He used his heart.To see people.
他用他的心来看人。
He can feel the situation of every soul.
他 他能够感觉到每一个灵魂的光景。
I remember, in the early 80s,
我记得在80年代初的时候，
I travel in many places in China.
我那时候在中国有很多地方，去不同的地方有旅行。
Because I work for a company called Weyerhaeuser.
我那个时候是在替一家公司做工，是叫 Weyerhaeuser 这个公司。
Our company tried to build a commercial relationship with Chinese different entities.
Yeah, 我们那时候那个公司呢，想要和中国的不同的这个单位啊，建立一些关系。
We are a forest product company.
我那个公司呢是森林公司，森林产品的公司。
We try to sell our forest product.
我们要把这个木头呢卖到中国去。
So the way as a business person we travel, we only see how to make money.
我们那作为一个商人，所在这里旅行，所想的就是怎样去赚钱。
But somehow during those years, early years,
但是有那在那些早年的时候，
I travel sometime in big cities such as Beijing, Shanghai, these large cities, metropolitans.
有时候我在这个大城市旅游，北京啊、上海的。
Not a 旅游，
是
business trip.
做生意的这个旅行。
Sometime I will go to the remote area because the forest, so we travel to where the tree are.
有时候呢，我们去一些很遥远的地方，我们去那边的林场，又是比较很偏僻的地方。
Very rural, very remote.
非常远，非常完全没有什么人。
We get in touch with all kinds of people from high class to the lowest class.
我那时候接触的人，从上到下各种层次的人都有，有些是很高的层次，有些真的是很。
So Lord will ask me, what do you see?
所以神会问我，你看见什么了吗？
I see a lot of people.
我回答神说，我看见很多人呢。
Today I still remember those early days, there's very few cars.
我人就记得那个时候八零年代的时候，那个中国是基本上没什么车的。
A lot of bicycles.
是很多的自行车。
Every time when traffic light turned to green, you will see thousands of bicycles rush all towards you.
那个时候看的话，如果是从交通灯从红灯转为绿灯的话。你看见的就是差不多有几千辆的自行车朝你就骑过来了。
And also look at the bus station when the bus came.
那时候我记得看那个汽车站，公交车站。
Everybody trying to rush into the car.
每个人都要挤这个公交车。
If you cannot get in, you are very anxious because you miss the bus, you miss the time, then you lost your point in the office.
是，如果你挤不上这个公车的话，你就会很生气，因为你有误了一班车，你就误了这个时间，所以上班就迟到了。
I remember vividly one time I was in the bus and people came in, they cannot get in, they just curse.
我记得有一次很生动的记得有一次我这个在这个公车里面，我看见有些人呢挤不上来，就在那里诅咒。
死不完的中国人。I don't know how to translate.
Yeah, it's endless dead people.
It's endless dead people. It's different. Yeah, too many people. So that was those early years impression.
我记得就是那个时候是早年，就是这样一个记忆。
But God asked me, what did you see?
但那个时候神对我说，你看见什么了吗？
There's a lot of people and I maybe can make a lot of money.
我那时候想，我是个商人嘛，我说我看见了很多人，有可能我可以赚很多钱呢。
You know, our company has wood, so every Chinese will buy one pencil, I will sell so much wood to their China.
我那个时候公司是卖木头的，每个人买支铅笔的话，你看这么多人要买很多的木头。
Right, billions.
这是亿万，亿万的，亿万富。
So that's the regular people will think.
那是普通人所想的。
But Holy Spirit in my heart keep on pushing.
但是我的心里的圣灵在那里不停地催促我。
What else do you see?
你还看见了什么吗？
Then I know I'm in trouble.
然后我知道我就有祸了。
I see a lot of people, they don't have gospel.
我看见许多的人，他们没有听过福音。
I also met quite a few Christians.
我在那里那时候也碰到了几个基督徒。
And they, although they were saved, but they don't know much about the Bible.
虽说他们已经得救了，但是他们对这个圣经真的所知甚少。
Those days, very few Bible available.Early 80s.
在80年代的初期的时候，中国那边的圣经是极少，非常少。
We have to smuggle a lot of Bibles into China.
我那时候一定要走私，也通过一些办法把一些圣经给它带进去。
So we go in through the luggages, we sneak in a lot of Bibles.
我拖着行李箱，行李箱里面就装了一些不少的圣经，然后把这些偷着运进去。
So that was the situation I saw those days.
我记得80年代就是我看了这些的光景。
So very strange, every time when the airplane approached China,
很奇怪，每次这个飞机要快到中国的时候，
I will cry.
我会哭的。
And my colleagues travel with me said, Jonathan, are you all right?
我的同事就跟我一起这个旅行的就说，哎，你 Jonathan 你还好吗？
I'm all right.
我说我很好，没问题。
No problem. But I was crying.
但是我就是哭了。
So I know the Lord is trying to stir my heart.
所以我知道我的主在那里激动我的心。
Put long story short.
长话短说。
Lord is calling me to minister in China.
神让我在中国做这个福音的事工。
So eventually I yielded my will.
所以最后我把我自己的心愿就放下了。
Through struggles.
然后有很多的斗争。
But somehow, even today, I look back, I know that decision was very clear, very correct.
即使是今天我回想这个当时的这个情形，我觉得这个决定是很正确的。
Or prepare me for about 10 years.
神在那里准备了我差不多十年的时间。
From 82 to 92.
是82年到92年的时间。
Finally, by the time of 92, I resigned from the company. It became into this ministering the word.
Yeah. 然后呢，到92年的时候，我呢从那个公司呢就辞职了，然后就开始了我这个传道的工作。
Right. So, Lord will use whoever is willing to be used by him.
神会用，只要你愿意，神就会用你。
You feel the Lord said he felt compassion.
神说他觉得这个
he saw people's heart.
他看见了人的心，他有这个同情。有怜悯他们。
They were distressed and dispirited like sheep without a shepherd.
他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。
Then he said to his disciples,
然后他对门徒说，
He said, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few.
要收的庄稼多，做工的人少。
This is always true.
这个总是对的，这个是对的。
The harvest plenty.
庄稼很多。
Do you see that?
你看见吗？
You see the today people around you.
你看周围的人。
Last week, our church, during the weekend, we have about 21 people.
前一周，我们有差不多教会有21个的弟兄姐妹。
There was a seafair in Chinatown.
在那个这里西雅图的中国城那边呢，有一个节目叫海洋节。
And every year, there are thousands and thousands of people travel for the festival.
是啊，每一年差不多都有这个海洋节，有几成千上万的人能够到这个海洋节来 参加这个活动。
So we have brothers and sisters willing to go there to spread the tracts, gospel tracts.
我们有弟兄姐妹愿意去那里，就是在那里分发福音的单张。
Sometimes some people will respond to you. Sometimes they throw the tracts into the trash can.
有时候呢，有人呢会收下这个单张，但有些时候呢，这些单张呢就被扔掉了，扔到垃圾桶。
But it doesn't matter how people respond to you.
不论这个别人对你的反应如何。
We have a heart to share with whoever is willing to listen.
我们有这样一颗心，能够和那些愿意听的人分享。
And that's the reason we follow Jesus' command.
所以我们听主耶稣基督的命令。
He said, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few.
他说，这庄，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少。
That's the eternal fact. Every generation is always true.
这个就是每一个人，每一代的人，这都是事实。
What did Jesus say about that situation? What can we do about it?
耶稣基督说了是，这个是什么样的光景，我们能做什么样的事呢？
Jesus said, therefore,Beseech the Lord of the harvest.
所以你们当求庄稼的主。
So the one thing we can do,
一件事我们能做的
is beseech the Lord of harvest.
我们要求庄稼的主。
Because he is in charge.
因为我们的庄稼的主是负责人。
So you can ask him.
你可以问庄稼的主。
Ask him to send out workers.
求庄稼的主能够派工人
into the harvest.
去收庄稼。
So, prayer is our responsibility.
我们第一要做的就是祷告。
We can pray.
我们能够祷告。
We pray to the Lord, say, Lord, please send our workers into the harvest.
我们祷告神啊，请求你派打发工人去收庄稼。
That's our duty.
我们是我们的责任。
And we thank Lord.
我们谢谢主。
Throughout the years,
整个一年一年一年
，Lord did answer our prayer.
神真的是答应了我们的呼求。
You know, like lately, the recent one is, Daniel Shen, our sister's son.
最近一个例子就是我们的一个年轻人 Daniel Shen, 我们姐妹的儿子。
Do you know who is he?
你知道是谁吗
？Or where is he now?
他在哪吗？
He is in Turkey now.
他Daniel Shen现在在土耳其了。
He is answering the call.
他回答了答应了主的呼召。
I think he is entering to the college over there.
他去那里的大学。
So that as a student, he has a chance to in touch with the students in the universities.
因为他做学生的缘故，他就可以和这个大学里头其他的学生有接触。
So he can preach to the people in Turkey.
所以他能够向这个土耳其的那边的学生传福音。
We have another young couples.
我们另外有一对年轻人。
Kevin and Samantha.
他叫 Kevin 和 Samantha.
And they answered the Lord.
他们也答应了神的呼召。
Do you know where is he now?
他们这个这一对年轻人在哪里？在摩拉哥，这是我们姐妹的儿子。
Anna's son.
他是 Anna 姐妹的儿子。
Yeah, he is in Monaco.
所以是摩纳哥。
So he is also, yeah.
摩洛哥还是
摩洛哥 yeah.
摩洛哥是在非洲那个。
That's a beautiful place.
北非 就是西班牙下面一个地方叫摩洛哥。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
，If you ask the Lord to do this,
如果你求神要
，He will do the work.
神会做他的工作。
He will send out the workers.
神会差派工人。
Well, grateful Lord have given us this privilege.
真的是很感谢神给了我们这样一个特权。
So we can really cooperate with the Lord.
我们在这里能够与神同工。
So brothers and sisters, when Jesus gave us this role model,
当耶稣基督给了我们这个他亲身的例子
，He came to this world.
他到这个世上来。
Not only he will save us.
不是单单他就是为了来救我们。
Like previous weeks I mentioned, us as a Christian being saved by Jesus is not the purpose of his coming.
几周前我这样讲,我们作为一个基督徒被神所拯救,这并不是神来地上, 目的。
What is his purpose come to this world?
他来的目的是什么呢?
To establish his kingdom.
神, 耶稣基督到地上来的目的是在地上建他的国。
He will be the king of this kingdom of heavens.
他会成为这个天国的王。
That is the message gospel of Matthew.
这个是马太福音的, 这个, 这个信息。
Repent, the kingdom of heavens is near.
悔改天国近了。
That's the message also his purpose.
这个也是, 耶稣基督来的目的。
So you and I are saved by God. Thank God for that.
你和我都被神所拯救, 我们谢谢神救了我们。
But have you ever think why you are saved by God?
你有没有想过为什么神要来这里救你吗?
Oh, I want to go to heaven.
因为我要去天堂吗? 所以神来救我。
Make sure after I die. Not before that. After I die, I go to heaven.
是啊,我一定要记得, 我要死了以后才去天堂, 活着的时候不能去天堂。
Yes, that's for sure. God will do that for you.
真的, 这个是神会做这样的成就这样的事。
But why we are still here before we go to heaven?
但是为什么在去天堂之前我们还在这儿呢?
Why God leave us on earth today?
为什么神把我们留在这个地上呢? 不把我接到天上呢?
Oh, so I want to get married.
神啊, 我要结婚。
I want to have kids.
我要有孩子。
I want to have a good job.
我有一个好工作。
I want to have a good family.
我们一个好的家庭。
True.
是啊。
When you live on this earth, probably everyone will go through that.
在地上活的时候, 每一个人都差不多都经过这些过程。
But that doesn't make you different from everybody else in this world, whether they are Christian or not. No difference.
这个, 并不使你成为和其他人不一样的, 不论你是基督徒也好, 不是基督徒也好, 都是经过这个过程。
I think God has a higher calling.
我想神有一个更高的呼召。
He has a higher purpose for your life.
神对你的生命, 生活有一个更高的目的。
We are saved by God.
我们被神所拯救。
God gave us a commission.
神给了我们这样一个使命。
God didn't give this commission to angels.
神没有把这个使命交给天使。
Sometimes when we share the gospel,
我们分享福音的时候,
we fail. We feel nobody want to believe.
我们在那里, 没有办法, 我们失败了, 因为没有人愿意信福音。
You are frustrated.
你觉得很烦恼。
Then sometimes you will wonder.
有时候你会觉得,
God, I wish I'm an angel.
你在那里就说, 哎呀, 神啊, 我想成为一个天使。
Do you know why?
为什么呢?
Angel is more powerful than us, right?
因为天使比我们力量大呀。
He can do many miraculous things.
天使能做很多, 神迹奇事。
If I share gospel with this guy,
如果我向这个人分享福音,
and he will not believe,
他不信,
then I say, Lord, lightning come.
神啊, 我说,
earthquake come.
来一个地震,
let him know you are real.
然后让这个人知道你是真的,
then he will be scared and be saved.
然后他就害怕了, 这个人就害怕了, 他就得救了。
So you wish you have that kind of supernatural power.
你真是希望, 哎呀, 我要有这个超自然的能力。
But God didn't use angels to preach the gospel.
但是神没有用天使来传福音。
This great gospel of Jesus Christ was trusted to us, small little potato, nobody.
Yeah. 神这个伟大的使命, 这个耶稣基督, 传福音的伟大的使命, 就交给了我们这些, 无用的人, 就是什么都不是的人。
He didn't give to the mighty angels.
他, 神没有把这个使命交给这个,
although that probably easier to do.
有力的天使, 叫天使传福音的话, 有可能很容易做。
But no, Jesus didn't do that.
耶稣没有做这个事。
He just entrust this privilege to all of us.
他耶稣基督把这个使命交给了我们这些人。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Ever think about it?
你们想一想。
Why God gives such a huge responsibility to little fellow like you and me?
是啊，为什么神把这么一个大的使命交给了我们这些无用的人？
Anyone try to answer?
有没有人要回答一下？
Why God gives such a responsibility to us?
为什么神把这么大的一个责任交给我们？
Anyone to try?
有没有人要试一下？
Compare you to those angels.
比较一下你和这些天使。
Although yes, angel is more powerful.
是啊，天使是更有力的。能力大。
He can perform mighty things.
天使能做这个很大的事情。
We can only take care of ourselves.
我们这些人差不多只能管好自己。
That's pretty good already.
都不错了。
Yeah. But what's the difference between you and the angels?
你和天使的区别在哪里？
You have tasted the salvation of Jesus Christ yourself.
你已经尝过主耶稣基督的救恩，你自己亲身尝过。
You are the eyewitness.
你是那个见证者。
How about the angels?
天使呢？
Have they tasted the salvation of Jesus Christ?
他们有没有尝过神拯救的滋味呢？
No.
天使没有长。
This great salvation was not provided for the angels.
这个大的救恩不是为那些天使所准备的。
Although they are fallen angels.
所以说那些天使是那个堕落的天使。
But Jesus didn't die for the angels.
但耶稣基督并没有为天使而死。
Jesus only died for humankind.
耶稣只为我们的人，为我们这些人而死。
Only died for you and I.
只为你和我而死。
So that's what Bible says. God so loved the world.
所以圣经上说神爱世人。
All the people in this earth, if you are as long as you are a human being, God says I love you.
地上所有的人，只要你是个人，神就说我爱你。
I want my son die for you.
我让我的儿子为你而死。
To pay for your sins,
是偿了你的罪。
Pay for your debt,
这是付了你的罪债。
More than that, he will also give us his son's life, the resurrected life.
他不但如此，他还要把他儿子的生命，这个重生的生命赐给我们。
So for each Christian, at least you experience two basic important experiences.
作为基督徒，你应该至少有两个方面能够体会过。
Number one, you experience the joy of forgiveness of sin.
第一，你尝过这个你的罪得赦免的喜悦。
That's first experience.
第一个体验。
Second experience.
第二个体验。
You are born again.
你重生了。
You receive a new life from Jesus.
你从耶稣基督那里得来了一个新的生命。
That new life gives you hope.
那个新生命给了你的希望。
Gives you energy.
给了你的能力。
To overcome the enemies,
能够打败敌人。
To know God,
然后能够认识神。
To fellowship with Him,
然后和神有交通。
That's a privilege you receive from God.
这个是你从神得来的特权。
Amen.
Amen.
That's why we are the eyewitness to be able to testify for the Lord.
所以这就是我们成为一个神的见证人的一个原因。
That's why Jesus said, Beseech the Lord of harvest, send our workers into his harvest.
所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
That's why Jesus said, The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. We need more workers as well as we need more prayers.
所以耶稣说要收的庄稼多做工的人少我们要更多的祷告。
We pray for Lord's mighty spirit to move.
我们在那里祷告求神的圣灵 圣灵来动工。
So after this scripture, I read two other scriptures in the book of Acts.
我们刚才读了这段经文之后，我又读了两段在使徒行传里的经文。
One in chapter 8, one in chapter 13.
我们刚才读的是第八章和第十三章的使徒行传里面。
What's the difference between the two?
这两段圣经的区别在哪里？
Chapter 8 talking about the church in Jerusalem.
第八章读的是讲的是耶路撒冷的教会。
And at that time, the church in Jerusalem was the heaven on earth.
那个时候耶路撒冷的教会就是就是我们的地上的天国天堂。
Because that was the first church on earth started from Jerusalem.
因为那个是第一个在耶路撒冷所开始的这个教会。
Holy Spirit came down, 120 disciples were baptized.
圣灵降临，120个人被圣灵浇灌，然后
Peter, the evangelist, he stood up and preached the gospel.
这个彼得这个大使徒他站起来，他是传福音的。
How many people were saved?
多少人得救了呢？
First gospel meeting, 3,000, right?
第一次这个布道会3000人得救。
Have you ever participated in such a gospel meeting? 3,000 people get saved.
你有没有去过这样的这个福音大会啊？有3000人得救的。
Have you?
没有，没有。
In the good old days, you know, Billy Graham crusade.
Yeah, 在早期的日子有一个就是葛培里的这个布道会。
Have you, how many of you have ever participated in the Billy Graham Crusade?
有没有人去过这个葛培里的布道会呢？
Only seven.
七个人去过啊。
Most of you never have the opportunity to participate.
其他人大概没有机会去这个。
The other day I saw a pamphlet, his son, Franklin,
那天我看见有一个单张，他的葛培里的儿子叫 Franklin。
There will be a crusade, is it?
Yeah, 他也要开这个布道大会。
You know, so encourage you take a look.
你去看一下，来鼓励一下，看一下。
Yeah, it's a big crusade.
这是很大的布道会。
And when Billy Graham preached, yes, 1,000 people come to the Lord.
当葛培里在那里布道的时候，有几千个人来。
Quite a sight.
信主。
Yeah, in the early days when I went to China.
真是很早以前我去中国的时候。
Yeah, there were 1,000 people come to the Lord also.
有差不多也有几千人信主。
When the Holy Spirit moves, it's really powerful.
当圣灵动工的时候真的是很有力。
So in the early days when Peter began to preach,3,000 come to the Lord, 5,000 come to the Lord.
当早期耶路撒冷教会彼得在那里传福音的时候，有3000人信主，后来又有5000人信主。
At that time,
在那个时候。
So the church was really loving one another. They share everything together.
教会在那里相互的这样的友爱，他们在所有的事上、所有的东西上都分享共享。
But Jesus, before he ascended to the heaven, he gave an instruction to the disciples.
当耶稣基督在升天之前，他把这个他告诉那些门徒们。
What was Jesus' instruction to the disciples?
他告诉这个门徒该做什么呢
？You will be my witness from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the world.
你们要做我的见证，从耶路撒冷到
犹太全地
和地极做
的。No,
撒玛利亚。
不要跳。
撒玛利亚。
So Lord give a very specific direction for this gospel of the heaven kingdom to spread out.
神给了一个很尤其明确的这个指令给他的门徒，是怎样这个传这个福音。
It's a what do you call? 同心圆。How do you translate?
Yeah, same circle. Same center, same circle.
The
big radius.
The center is Jerusalem, but this gospel will grow
centrifugal.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, the gospel. 这个福音呢，就是要这样传播，从中心一点，然后随着这个圆圈越来越大，越传越远。
Judea is one circle out.
Yeah.
And then Samaria is another circle out.
这个第一个圆圈呢，就是犹太地啊。第二个圆圈呢，就是撒玛利亚。然后呢，就是然后。
Just step by step.
然后呢，就是一步一步的传。
So when they love one another, they enjoy the heaven on earth in the church of Jerusalem.
当这些弟兄姐妹们在那里啊一起相爱的时候，他们就觉得这个就是天堂在地上。
So nobody will move.
没有人愿意走。
Everybody stay home, enjoy. They break bread every day.
那些弟兄姐妹们每天都很喜乐，在一起每天都擘饼。
They have meeting every day.
每天都聚会，没有人愿意离开这个耶路撒冷。
You know, that's why Chinese, when they say Monday, Tuesday, you know, how the Chinese call it.
Yeah, 这是中国人叫这个每天的一个星期的每一天的话，就是就像我们这个英文的星期一、
Monday,
星期二。
But we don't call 星期一、星期二， we call 礼拜一、礼拜二、礼拜三、礼拜四。
Yeah, in Chinese, every day of a week. It's called this worship day one, worship day two, worship day three.
That's right, every day worship.
Yeah, every day worship.
That's how the Christians in Jerusalem, they met every day.
这个就是耶路撒冷那些的弟兄姐妹，他每天都聚会。
They really live a life just like in heaven.
他们在地上活的日子就像在天堂上活的日子一样。
Nobody will move.
没有人愿意动。
So you know what?
你知道怎么样呢？
If you don't move, God will move you.
如果你不动呢，神就把你动了，对，神就动你。
That's why there is a record in chapter 8.
所以在第八章有这样一个记载。
What happened?
是什么情况呢？
One of the deacon, his name was Stephen.
第一个，其中有一个执事，他的名字叫斯蒂凡。
He stood up and make a testimony for Jesus.
他站起来为耶稣基督做见证。
And the Jewish people around him were so angry.
那些犹太人听见他走的见证很生气。
They pick up stone, stone him to death.
然后每个人都拿起了一块石头，然后扔在这个斯蒂凡的身上，就把他砸死了。
He was the first martyr.
这个斯蒂凡是第一个殉道者。
Die for the testimony of Jesus.
因为为主耶稣基督做见证而死。
From that day on,
从那天开始
，the church in Jerusalem was persecuted.
从那天开始，这个耶路撒冷的教会就被逼迫，所以就四散。
Big persecution.
这是很大的逼迫，大逼迫。
So everyone scared and Run away.
每一个人都很害怕，然后就逃跑了。
So Bible said,
圣经说
because these disciples run away, the gospel also preached through his for their path from Jerusalem all the way out.
Yeah, 因为那些耶路撒冷受了逼迫，里面的门徒们和各个信徒都四散逃跑，所以这个福音也从耶路撒冷传向各地。
Right, so that you will see the gospel really preached from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria.
所以你看见了这个福音真是从犹太地传到撒玛利亚，然后传到地极。
That was in chapter 8.
然后这个是第八章所说的。
And then you will see the gospel gradually reach to the north part called Antioch.
所以后来大家看见这个福音呢，就传到这个犹太国的北面那个地方叫安提亚
，very close to Turkey today。
这个就是差不多土耳其的快靠近土耳其的。
And that little town, was the Gentile town.
那个城小城是一个外邦人的城。
And Saul was not there originally, but later on.Barnabas went to Tarsus to invite him to the church in Antioch, so they served God together.
Yeah, 这个扫罗原来并不是在保罗的，并不是在那个城里的。这个有一个另外一个门徒叫巴拿巴的，他到大树就把这个扫罗请来，然后一起到这个安提亚这个城里头来侍奉。
They love one another.
他们相互也相爱。
They minister to the Lord in unison.
他们一同在那里侍奉神。
One day, in their prayer, they were fasting.
有一天他们在那里禁食祷告。
Holy Spirit said, "I will send out Barnabas and Saul."
圣灵说我要把差派巴拿巴和扫罗。
So they lay hand on these two brothers and send them out.
那些弟兄姐妹们把他们手放在他们的身上，差派这两个人出去传福音。
So these two become missionaries. They start the journey to send the gospel to the Gentile world.
那两位就成为了这个宣道士，他们到这个外邦人中间去传福音。
Then you tell me, what's the difference between these two churches, the church in Jerusalem and the church in Antioch?
你告诉我这两个教会，耶路撒冷的教会和安提亚的教会有什么区别？
Of course, the church in Jerusalem basically are Jewish people in nature.
从本质上来说，耶路撒冷的教会是犹太人的聚会，犹太人的教会。
Right, and the church in Antioch basically a Gentiles church.
在安提亚的教会是一个外邦人的教会。
That's the main difference.
这个是主要的区别。
But in light of share the gospel,
但是在就传福音而言
，What's the difference?
这个有什么区别呢？
Hey.Young people,
年轻人
are you awake?
醒着吧。
What's the difference between the two churches?
这两个教会有什么区别呢？
Did Church of Antioch experience any persecution?
在安提亚教会有没有碰到什么逼迫吗？
Any?
有没有啊？
None.
没有。
But they are willing to submit.To the authority of the Holy Spirit, when the Holy Spirit says, "I'm going to send them out to for the gospel," they did.
Yeah. 但是他们有一点不一样，他们愿意这个顺从圣灵的带领。当圣灵感动他们要把这两位差派出去传福音的工作的话，他们就听从了圣灵的命令，然后做了这个样子。
But Church in Jerusalem.
但是。在耶路撒冷的教会，他没有听。
Jesus told those 120 disciples, "You will be my witness from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria, all the way to the end of the world." They listen, but never really take action.
但是，在对耶路撒冷的教会，耶稣对他们说：“你们要去犹太全地、撒玛利亚和地极做我的见证。”那些人听了耶稣的话，但是他们没有去做。
They enjoy themselves. They love each other.
他们相互很爱，相互之间有很多的爱，他们喜欢在一起。
So that forced God to raise up the circumstances.
所以那就是让神兴起了这样的环境。
So the persecuting push them out.
所以逼迫他们出去。
So that's the difference between these two churches.
那个就是这两个教会的区别。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们。
I share with you this morning about this expansion of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heavens.
我在这里向大家分享这个怎样扩展这个天国。
You will see, one way or the other, the master will make us to do his job.
所以，不论从这一面看或者那一面看，我们的主他会。让我们去做这样的工作。
Because that's the will of the Father.
因为这个是天父的旨意。
Okay, His will must be fulfilled.
天父的旨意一定要完成。
And the choice is you either obey or you don't obey.
你有一个选择，或者是遵守主的命令，或者不遵守主的命令。
But God's command or God's will cannot be stopped by us.
但是神的旨意 不会因我们的不从而就停止。
If you are willing, He can use you.
如果你愿意的话，神会用你。
If you are not willing, then you will be put aside.
如果你不愿意的话，你就会被放在一边。
But one way or the other, God will move ahead.
不论怎样，神会自己去开始这样的
工作。So this is what I want to show you today.
这就是我要向大家分享。
I thank God all these years God has been merciful to our church.
我真是感谢神，这么多年神一直对我们教会有怜悯。
All these years you will see God will touch different young people's heart.
在这些年来神会感动不同年轻人的心。
People respond to him.
然后人就回答了神的呼召。
So you will see, in our church, we have brothers and sisters in different places around the globe.
所以你看见我们教会在世界不同的地方有我们的弟兄姐妹。
We thank God for that.
我们感谢神。
We also have brothers and sisters willing to do the domestic evangelical work.
我们也感谢神有弟兄姐妹愿意做本地的工作。所以
August, there will be another gospel night.
八月有一个福音晚会。
Which day?
哪一天呢？十八号。
18.
八月十八号有一个福音晚会。
18 August, that evening, we will have a gospel night.
十八号这个晚上有一个福音晚会。
There's one more.
还有一个。
September.
九月。
Another gospel.That will be our barbecue gospel.
九月三号，我们教会呢有一个在那个烤肉会，所以也是个传福音的机会。
That's right. So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
you may not be sent out to far, far away. Some will do, some will not.
如果有可能，你不会被派到很远的地方去。有些人会。
Sharing the gospel, it doesn't matter far away or nearby, just around you.
分享福音是不论你在本地或者远都是一样的。
It is, let's say it together, our responsibility.
这个我们一起说，这个是我们的责任。
Amen.
Amen.
His. No, no, no. Yours.
不是他的，是你的。
You have a responsibility to share the gospel.
你有这个责任分享这个福音。
I don't know how to preach.
我说我不知道怎样分享。
That's fine. At least you can invite.
你要不知道怎样传福音的话，
right?
你至少可以邀请。
If you cannot preach, you can invite people come to the gospel meeting.
你不知道怎样传福音，你可以邀请你的认识的不信的人来。
No, I don't have a friend. Really?
我说我没有朋友，真的吗？
Pray for your friend to come to the Lord.
然后再为你的朋友祷告，让他们来福音晚会。
So you can do two things.
你可以做两件事。
Pray. Can you pray?
祷告，你能不能祷告啊？
Are you willing to pray?
你愿不愿意祷告啊？
Pray.
祷告。
Yes.
Yeah.
And then invite.
然后邀请。
And exercise how to share the gospel with your friend.
然后操练一下，看看怎么样分享这个福音。
It's fun. It's a lot of fun. Frustration is also good.
是是，这个是有很多喜乐的，即使是有困难，但是你也会有喜乐。
We all learn through failure.
我们都是从失败中学经验。
And then gradually you pick up.
然后 越来越多你就有经验了。
Yeah. The more you share the how do I say it? The more courage you have.
然后呢你分享的越多，然后呢你就更有信心，然后你有更多的鼓励。
Thick skin.
厚皮，脸要皮厚点。
Yes, yes, yes.
脸要皮要厚一点。
Don't be so shy.
不要太难为情。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we thank you for the privilege.
主啊，我们要感谢你给我们这样一个特权。
You have given us to be your witnesses.
你让我们成为你的见证。
We have tasted the goodness of the gospel.
我们真是尝过福音的好处。
We have been set free by this great gospel.
我们因为听了这个福音，我们就得了自由。
Lord, how can we not telling other people the good news?
我们怎能不告诉、分享别人、告诉和分给别人分享这个好消息呢？
Lord, we pray that you will prepare us.
主啊，我们在这里祷告，求你能够预备我们。
We also pray you will send out workers for the harvest.
主啊，我们也祷告，求你派求庄稼的主能够派工人出去。
Lord, we thank you for all the workers you have sent out throughout years.
我们真是感谢主，这么多年来派了不同的工人出去。
We pray for all of them.
我们祷告他们。
You will protect them.
你能够保护他们。
Use them mightily.
大大的用他们。
Give them the encouragement when they are down.
当他们能不行的时候，你给他们鼓舞。
Or when they really feel the persecution, you will give them strength.
当他们受逼迫的时候，你给他们力量，让他们
give them a victory,
给他们胜利。
主啊 ，May you help us.
主啊，愿你能够帮助我们
，so we can be the soldiers of your gospel.
我们能够成为你福音的战士。
We pray that you will bless our gospel meeting ahead.
我们在这里祷告，求你能够祝福我们的福音晚会。
One in August, the other one in September.
一个是八月，一个是九月。
Give us this burden to pray for our friends.
给我们这样一个负担，让我们为我们的朋友祷告。
We know you are coming back very soon.
我们知道你快要回来了。
The days we can work are numbered.
我们能够做工的日子可以就是屈指可数了。
We don't want to, when you second coming, we see you empty-handed.
我们当你第二次来的时候，我们不愿空着手见你。
We have some good fruit to as a gift to you.
我们要把我们结的好果实做献给你。
Listen to our prayer.
听我们的祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督名我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.